The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth in the world's greatest salmon fishery through investments in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA. We're on board with you.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on KDLG. I'm Molly Dishner. Another 2.2 million harvest yesterday. Don't stop believing that this season will turn out okay. Still, it's been an odd journey to get this far.
I've only been doing this for about 8 or 9 years, and I've never seen a run this late. And I know talking to other fishermen that have been doing this 20, 30 years, this is very odd.
That was Heather Huffman at Wild Alaska Salmon and Seafood in Naknek. We'll hear more from her and other processors and cannery workers later in the show. Plus, we check in on the west side. But first, a quick look at your marine weather forecast. Here in Bristol Bay, southeast wind 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon, seas at 2 feet, patchy fog, rain. Tonight, southeast wind 10 knots, seas at 1 foot, patchy fog. Tomorrow, variable wind less than 10 knots, seas at 2 feet, patchy fog. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, today south winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet, patchy fog, some rain. Tonight, more southwest wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet, and patchy fog. Tomorrow, variable wind at 10 knots, seas at 4 feet, and patchy fog. Catches have been picking up the last couple of days. Nooshogek fishermen caught almost 260,000 fish yesterday, despite being on limits, and Naknek Quijack had another best day yet yesterday. Hearing about limits over there, too, but we haven't been able to confirm them. Naknek Quijack drifter Lang Solberg on the fishing vessel OD2 says fishing has been steady in that district.
We've been alternating between Naknek only on the night tide and Naknek Quijack on the morning tide, and there seems to be fish in all around the district. So I think the line's doing well. I think there's fish everywhere. So
first, let's run through the numbers. Yesterday's bay-wide catch was about 2.1 million sockeye, bringing the total for the season to almost 19 million. The total run is estimated at 27.7 million sockeye so far. Igigik fishermen brought in 400,000 sockeye yesterday, season total 5.4 million. Naknek Quijack, 1.3 million, season total 6.4 million. And Ugashik, 231,000, season total about 3 million fish. Nooshogek fishermen caught 259,000, season total about 3.6 million, and Intogiak just 400 fish caught for a season total so far about 72,000. Looking at the sockeye per delivery, Ugashik 699, Igigik 478, Naknek Quijack 918, Nooshogek 911, and Intogiak 75. Moving to the escapement counts, on the Ugashik River, 82,000 fish counted yesterday, season total 668,000. Igigik, 59,000 counted yesterday, season total of about 1.2 million. Naknek River had about 150,000 fish yesterday for a season total of about 1.1 million. The Quijack River had about 140,000 yesterday for a season total of about 3.1 million. At the Nooshogek Sonar, 1,100 kings counted yesterday, season total 91,000. 12,000 sockeye counted yesterday, season total 562,000. At the Wood River Tower, 41,000 sockeye counted yesterday, season total of about 1.1 million, and another 12,000 added by 6 a.m. this morning. At Igushik, about 10,000 sockeye counted yesterday, season total 218,000, and another 2,000 added this morning by 6 a.m. And at Togiak, 1,600 reds counted yesterday, season total about 5,600, and this morning by 6 a.m., 666 were counted. Looking at the boat counts, Naknek Quijack leads with 785 permits on 657 vessels. That's going up to 870 permits, 721 vessels, after a 48-hour wait. Igigik, 321 permits, 266 boats. In 48 hours, that'll be 317 permits, 264 boats. Nooshogek, 217 permits, 188 boats, going up to 218 permits, 189 boats. Ugashik, 277 permits, 218 boats, going down 271 permits, 214 boats after the wait, and in Togiak, 52 permits, 52 boats. At about 28 million fish through Saturday, the total sockeye run to Bristol Bay is still a long way from the preseason total run forecast of 54 million, but some districts are doing better than others. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
Through Saturday, the total run to Ugashik was 3.9 million sockeye, which is above the preseason forecast of 3.7 million. The Nooshigak District total run was 5.6 million, still below the 8.3 million preseason forecast, but inching closer with a surprising push of fish over the weekend. The Igigik District has had steady fishing and passage all season, but at 6.8 million total runs so far, it's a little more than halfway to the preseason forecast of 12.5 million. The Naknek-Quijack District will hold the key to the size of the difference between Bristol Bay's preseason forecast and the actual run. The prediction was for 28.8 million sockeye. Through Saturday, the district run was up to 11.2 million. The Quijack River was downgraded last week, but has already exceeded the revised escapement, and the Port Moeller catches and genetics up to the end of the test fishery all indicated what strength is left in this year's run seems bound for Naknek-Quijack. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.
Okay, enough numbers for now. Appreciate your feedback and tips. Keep them coming. Fish at kdlg.org or call us here at the station anytime.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Crawley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years with a full range of residential, commercial, aviation, and marine fuel products, and supporting local fisheries offshore with Bristol Bay Floater Fueling Services. More information at crawleyfuels.com.
As mentioned, the Nooshigak District had another good day of catches Saturday. Based on processor-driven restrictions of fishing time and limits, much of yesterday's catch carried over into Sunday morning. Fish and Game says reports trickling in are that many drifters had no problem making their catch limits last night, those limits established by the buyers. Set netters in the Nooshigak tell the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report they also hit their processor limit of 1,500 pounds. Among them, Jonah Golden on the lower combine, who says it felt like a season's first opener when they stretched the net last night at 10:30 sharp.
It was good. The fish were thicker than they've been for a while, so it was fun, and we caught our quota and got to come in and take a little nap. It was an unwanted vacation, but it is what it is.
Golden says it took a couple hours to get their quota of 1,500 pounds, plus an extra 1,000 for the price of a late-season delivery ticket from last year. Their neighboring set netters appeared to do well also.
Yeah, it seemed like most people were getting their quota and heading in at some point last night, and I'm not sure about Coffee Point.
Coffee Point set netters say their push last night came later, somewhere in the wee hours of the morning, and those that stuck it out caught what they were allowed. Also in the Nooshigak District, Igushik section set netters have been having an underreported good season so far. So says area biologist Tim Sands in the Dillingham office.
I have a little spreadsheet here that I do, and it's 2000 to 2015 data, and then I do a little average and whatnot, and they're 113% of their average catch right now through yesterday. So that's, 33,000 fish more than the average catch for the last 15 years, 16 years.
Through Saturday, escapement to the Igushik River for the season was 218,000 sockeye, based on the preseason forecast, that's just 60,000 fish shy of the goal for the river.
And we have 5 days of fish in river, so there's still some good fish in river. We're projecting actually over 400,000 escapement there. It's always been a place there's a lot of fish coming. It's hard to control no matter how much we fish, just because it's hard to get drift effort over there to intercept those fish, and the set netters on their own just don't have the catching power to handle that much fish.
The Igushik section finally has three buyers, meaning the total catch is no longer confidential. Through Saturday's counts, Igushik fishermen have harvested 285,000 sockeye.
Bristol Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
Before the numbers went up, the low catches and counts prompted some processors to start sending employees home. The workers that stayed weren't getting many hours either. KDLG News talked to several former and current employees. Here's what some said about the current season.
I wish I was working. Yeah, I wish I had more hours because, I mean, I came up here to work, not do nothing. So, but yeah, this year, I guess, is the year that fish is off. So,
not as many hours means I'm not making as much money. They told me $8,900. I might be walking away with maybe half of what they were expecting due to this season.
Looks like me, I'm in QC, but they let me go. They transfer me in production because they said it's full. Right now I got 14 hours for just 3 days too. I hope if they just start for that until the end of season.
Now I'm going home with less money than I came up with, so.
That was our two, Bradley Jordan Cortson and Adrian Polzetta in Naknek and Michael Brokaw in Dillingham. The biggest processors in Naknek were unwilling to talk about how the season is shaping up for them, but smaller operators say that after a nail-biting wait, things were finally getting busier last week. Sitting in his Naknek office, Copper River Seafood's Bristol Bay manager Vojta Novak says things had started picking up by midweek. This was the first summer Copper River operated the Naknek plant, and Novak says the slow start wasn't a bad thing.
We are here new, and we have new equipment, new pump, new bows. This is better for us. It was actually a pretty good start, honestly, that we get, 50,000-60,000 pounds a day, and we can run the equipment, run the freezer, run the pumps, and I need to learn how to rotate the tenders. I think it was pretty good for us.
Novak says catches have varied from fisherman to fisherman and area to area.
I think it's spotty. Just some people are doing good by the south line, some people are good in the Y, and it's different. Some people do good in the channel, in the west part. I mean, it's individually.
Copper River is one of the smaller processors in Naknek, and Novak says they had the right amount of staff to get going this year. Heather Huffman runs an even smaller operation, while her husband, Tony Wood, goes out fishing. They process and direct market his fish, as well as some they buy from other fishermen.
So it's all dependent on the run. And of course, we were sitting here biting our nails, waiting on the fish to arrive, in the Naknek River this year, which always usually ends up panning out. And here we are in the thick of it again on July 10th instead of on July 1st normally.
Huffman says their company, Wild Alaska Salmon and Seafood, hires 8 to 12 people each summer. This year was no exception, and they've managed to keep them busy despite the slow run.
We planned for a larger run, but it seems to be Newton's law that when we do that, the opposite happens. So, you never can plan everything correctly up here. just a guess. It's always just a guess.
For his guess, Novak says he's hoping for a strong finish to the run.
Of course, I need to always, my job is be positive and always hope for better tomorrow. This is what we all hope, and I strongly believe the run will still show up, and the season will good for fishermen and for the processors and for the transportation company, and I still believe in the good end.
That was Naknek processors hoping for a good end to the season. Back in a moment. In other fisheries news, Yesterday's area M catch was 177,000 sockeye, 400,000 pinks. Season totals are 2.8 million sockeye and 1.1 million pinks there. The Alaska Dispatch News reports that the infamous Kenai River personal use dipnet fishery was off to a slow start. That fishery started Friday. Preliminary reports are of 1 and 2 fish days for a lot of anglers. But here in the bay, things are brighter. Nooshigak Area Manager Tim Sands says subsistence users should be aware of the number of fish that are out there.
There's still potential for large pulses of fish to come through. We're actually seeing pretty significant increase in commercial harvest. And because we've liberalized subsistence fishing, just want people to be really cognizant of their nets and what's going on so that we avoid waste.
Again, a look at the marine weather forecast before we go. For Bristol Bay today, southeast wind 15 knots, diminishing to 10 knots in the afternoon, seas at 2 feet, patchy fog and rain. Tonight, still southeast wind at 10 knots, seas at 1 foot, patchy fog. And tomorrow, variable wind less than 10 knots, seas at 2 feet, and some more patchy fog. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, today is south wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet, patchy fog and rain. Tonight, more southwest wind, 15 knots, seas at 3 feet, and patchy fog. Tomorrow, variable wind at 10 knots, seas at 4 feet, and patchy fog. That's it for today's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Become a sustaining member of KDLG today. Your $10 or $15 a month will go a long way to keeping this and other programs on the air. I'm Molly Dishner. Reach me at fish@kdlg.org. Dave Benninger produces the show. Keep those nets wet and keep on believing. See you tomorrow.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by AIFMA, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, representing fishermen since 1966. More information at AIFMA.org.